humanity.
Blog Talk Radio.
Quantity and no quality will be
They call the passage of this bill Armageddon. And freedom as we know it.
Patriots will take it.
Joining us on this wintry and cold Tuesday evening for the Patriot Family Chat. And without further ado, introducing the one, the only, your host for tonight's program, Mr. Bill Strong.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you. And good morning, good afternoon, good night to America right now. Oh, what a few days we've had. We heard the ignorant nation speech from Obama, and did anybody else hear that? And if you did and you got a thought, call in and let me know. I myself, all I heard was liberal tripe and how he basically plans to bankrupt us by using the same old liberal give, spend. And there we are. Then he goes to talking. He's pushing on any speech about climate control. He wants, he and the UN think it's going to take $14 trillion, that's with a T, $14 trillion to combat global warming. That's the start. And in it, they're even trying to make a claim they can stop future storms. You know, you can't control God and nature. Nature showed you that so many times with floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, volcanoes. You know, you just cannot, you can't control nature. And if you do, you'll try, you're going to end up paying a bigger price. You can about guarantee that. And all we have really is it's the Agenda 21, pushing it, pushing it, pushing it. Everything he's doing, amnesty. Yeah, he wants to give amnesty to 14 million people, he says. I'd say in wagering any amount that that number will be quite a bit higher than 14 million when they start counting. And it always is. Every time they've tried an amnesty, they gave a certain number. It's only going to be this many, and it ends up being double that amount or more. And it's going to be the same thing here. Then he's going to bring in family reunification. And in the whole situation, while he relies on black support, this is not good for blacks. And the reason is, I mean, you're going to see your gangs in Chicago, the black gangs are dominating Chicago. You're going to see that turned around because an overmass of us Hispanics and stuff and their gangs will eliminate the black gangs. And with abortion and other issues, you look at the job situation. How's that affecting them? Look at other things. And tell me what he's done good. He gave you a phone, some of you. I mean, come on. What did he do good for you? And what has he done? You're now a smaller minority than you were, and one of the biggest reasons for the boost in the Hispanic population. And I'm not knocking people who come here legally or were actually born here and stuff legally. I'm talking about when you cater to one group over the others, then you get an out-of-balance situation. And that's what they've created, and that's what they're promoting. That's why you don't see any kind of talk about a fair immigration law that would equal the amounts of people from other countries around the world. And instead, you see one major group, mainly one country, getting a blind eye turned as they invade our border and invade our land. And both sides of the aisle, I have fought both sides of the aisle over this issue just because I see the financial, economic, cultural, and eventually weakened defenses that all this is creating. And I know it's all been all for a reason. In the end, everyone who they cater to and all this and that, they're just going to slap them down because when you start looking at their depopulation plan, there is no way that you're going to tell me that a half a billion people to a billion people, who do you think is going to be left? Look at the numbers out there. There's over six, almost going close to 7 billion people. Who's going to be left? Who's going to make those decisions? Do you think that actually because you supported him, you're going to be given an exempt card when it comes down to it? No, you won't. And be real. Obama is no different than the Republicans when it comes to the fact that they would exploit the illegals or anybody else they can exploit for their own purposes. I was told this once when talking to the Mexican consulate in Seymour, Indiana. He was there. They were doing visas and stuff, renewing visas, legal visas. And as he said, they know that that most of these people are only trying to take advantage of them, to use them. Other than that, if they couldn't use them, they wouldn't care about them. And he was dead right when he said that. That's the truth of it. They're only while they're useful are they going to be Obama pushing this and others pushing this. One side wants to take advantages of cheaper wages and all this and that, and the other side just wants them for the vote. And after that, they could care less. And that's where we're at with that, my opinions. At any time, anybody can call in here at 646-378-0321. That's our call-in number. And joining the conversation. We're seeing a cultural destruction like none I've ever seen. Everything that we've been raised and brought up around is being turned and changed, and basically evil's being called good and good's being called evil. We see the moral deprivation in our country going on. We see the cultural destruction, and all these things are being done as on an agenda. They're using people. They're using everyone. It's a global agenda, and right now it's affecting us more probably than some other countries. You got some countries waiting out here just praying for this because they know they're going to get the wealth from the United States and help turn the United States into a third world poverty nation. Therefore, we'll be ready for a global government. I'm not myself never going to be global, ready for a global government. I think the UN should be thrown out of the United States. We could save $1 trillion or more a year by cutting off any and all funding to them and telling them where to stick their tax, global taxes. But again, here we are, perpetrating the lie, pushing the lie of man-made global warming, and no one sees who's going to make these trillions that they're going to spend is going to go through carbon exchanges, and how much do you think they're going to make out of that? Then you're going to realize that everything people have been trying to tell you and scream at all along was true. This is nothing more than a way to create carbon tax, global taxes, and to access global control using the environment. We're going to see the oil pipeline that was okayed in Nebraska. They took an alternative route. I about guarantee we're going to see it still get shot down by the administration we have. We're on a precipice. We're on the precipice of this nation teetering into total, I don't know what to call it. But it's not the United States. Every freedom that we cherish and have been blessed with, and liberty, is being threatened. We see the debt ceiling debate. And in it all, no one ever says, understands that the debt ceiling is your borrowing limit. And to continue to borrow, you cannot, you will not ever, borrow your way out of debt. And until you address the entitlement programs, and I'm talking about welfare and food stamps and these kinds of items that are heavily abused. The same with our tax code, where you'll let illegals use the EIC to bilk us out of $4.2 billion, and then you'll put in a law to protect it so that you can't stop them from doing it. You're sending messages to another nation telling them to come and get welfare in our nation and entitlements. Well, we're paying for it. There's no end out of this, no good end to these things they're trying to push. They're not for the betterment of people. They're for the betterment of the elite and to give the elite power and control and say, how big can a government get before you realize it's too big? How many intrusions into every facet of your life will you take until you realize what it really is, and it's a takeover? It's a total shakedown of our Constitution. It's a total obliteration of our Bill of Rights. It's turning us into something that every one of us growing up was taught to try our best to stay away from becoming. But here we are. We're on the precipice. We got men who lived in Cuba, who escaped out of Cuba, and they talk about how things started in Cuba. Now they're ready to go back to Cuba because they say the United States is turning into a communist nation. We're getting pretty pitiful out there. The shooting spree. And I call it a spree because I've never seen so many shootings, and they're all at this time when we're pushing gun control, which it isn't gun control, it's gun takeaway. What it is they're not controlling the guns, they're controlling the people who can have a gun. And if you let them get by with that, and you let them pass this over into Health and Human Services, where Kathleen Sebelius has the total say in power, we are done.
Hi, Bill. It's Lynn here in California.
Hi, Linda.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. Keep going. I wanted to address there were other people on the internet today. If you checked any of Terry Kiley's stuff on Facebook, actual congressional people comparing Schmuckface to Hitler. I equate him with Stalin. I compared him to Hitler when he took office in 2009.
I can understand, and the left would like to scream that the right's acting like Hitler, but it's the left that is supported by the same person who supported Hitler, George Soros.
I know. No, the thing is, when I went through the incredibly documented book by this historian scholar, and I was reading about how Lenin start with the Bolshevik Revolution, and then, of course, they talk about what Hitler did, and that was bad enough, we know. But, I mean, even before Stalin did his reign of terror, I mean, we're talking, what was it, approximately 30 million people by the end of his miserableness and his miserable reign of out-and-out killing of his own people. When he started in the Ukraine is when he did the de-kulakization and the poor kulaks and the peasant farmers, and he just starved them to death. I think in a year or a year and a half, he got rid of close to 4 to 5 million by starving them and shooting them outright. And then by the end of the second year of this collectivization of the farms, there were 10 million people in Ukraine just wiped out. And then it even got worse from there. I'm not kidding. When I read this stuff, I was weeping. And then the author goes, and then it gets worse from there. And I'm going, worse than this? Yes. And this is what we fear, because I know what's coming. And we've talked about this earlier when we were on the phone, Bill, today, that even you and me and people in this chat room don't comprehend the evil that's about to befall us if these guys get their way. And so how can I wake up the others? They're going to look at me like I'm crazy, and I still have to say it. I still have to tell them.
Well, that's something, you know, they're going to try to portray us as crazy. But at any time, you know, it's the facts and statistics that back up what we say. They ignore them. It's like... I said today, we have a population that if you ask them to read a sentence, they throw up a fit. It's like you're crucifying them or something because please don't make me read.
Oh, I've been bitching about this for a long time. I mean, on all my shows, I get so sick of it. They're lazy, they're stupid, they're willfully ignorant, and you know that, and I can't tolerate it anymore. I just can't.
The type that will wake up when it's too late and blame the ones who tried to fight it all along.
Oh, of course. Well, by then we'll all be in our graves because they'll take us out first. I'm sure that we're on the list. And it's just ridiculous.
I have no doubt that they have some lists and stuff, and I know that they're not playing good for anyone who doesn't abide by Obama. If you don't support Obama, you're a racist. That's their ideology. They don't understand that I wouldn't support Obama no matter what color he was. I wouldn't support him any more than I would support Ted Kennedy. I thought Ted Kennedy was an aberration to the earth.
Oh, of course. Well, he got to suffer for a whole year with his brain cancer. God does have his ways. And then he put him down, you know, with the rest of the evil ones. You can bet on it. But I would bet on it. I'd bet anything I had.
if you could step back and not be involved in it and take a look at the last 50 years and then write where we're at, write about it, and then you put it out there, nobody would believe it. Believe it.
And you know what? That's going to be – I'm going to go a lot on the infiltration of the churches tomorrow on my show, and then the next week I'm going to follow up with the other pamphlet. You guys are going to love this stuff because it's so telling. And some of this stuff that was reiterated and written down from the original speech by an insider who knew and wouldn't allow them to record or even take notes, so they had to go by memory. And this was done in 1969, and it's chilling, absolutely chilling, because it's all unfolding right now. We are the frog in the warm water, and they're turning up the heat.
Well, we have a problem is because we have the establishment GOP that lacks any kind of spine and just seems to cater right along with him because they're afraid of being called a racist or whatever, or they're just in cahoots with it and they're just trying to sink us too.
Yep, absolutely.
And I have to buy the last argument because I watched this two Bushes just signed on to Agenda 21 right along with Bill Clinton, right along with Barack Obama. And the entire time, everybody stays mute, doesn't understand. We have a one-party system masquerading as a two-party system.
Oh, it's ridiculous. And they're not GOP. They're Whigs. They're dead. They've destroyed themselves.
They're progressives.
And you know it.
They are all progressives.
They have been usurped by the Communist Party and the Luciferian-worshipping rotters, just like the Blavatskys of old and the Nimrods of old.
Let me ask anybody this.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at who's pulling all these strings out here throughout the globe, you tell me, CFR, Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, it's both parties.
Absolutely.
They're not filled by one party. They're filled by both parties.
All the same
that
players.
Right there, waking up everybody that it's both parties attacking us, both parties playing against
us. Because when I have watched for the last, say, probably 5 to 10 years of all this garbage that's been going on since I became aware, you know, day by day, I finally, you know, extricated myself from the boiling water on low heat and said, what the hell's going on? So I'm looking at these connecting dots, and I look at these people. This man has usurped power beyond Teddy Roosevelt, beyond Lincoln's, you know, destroying the sovereignty of the states.
Nobody's doing nothing.
Yeah. So this
we have so many criminal acts by this guy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The idea that none of the GOP will even stand up and ask a question about his eligibility.
Nope.
But then again, they're the same people that's going to try to push Rubio in there, and Rubio's not eligible.
It doesn't matter because the precedent has been set, and nobody cares. Look, this guy, I'm telling you, I watched it happen. I predicted it 3 months before this election. I told my mother in the kitchen, I said, this SOB could go on TV and screw a goat and they would still vote for him. And you know what? It turns out I'm right because he's done everything but that. I mean, I'm telling you, and not one person has ever called for articles of impeachment against this guy, and that tells me they're in on it. They're evil. I'm done with them all. And we've got to fight it locally, Bill, because if we don't, it's over. You know that. Everybody has said it in every pamphlet I've read. Every single person, Rosa Curry, everybody. You've got to go to your city councils and your sheriffs and scream and wake others up. That's the only way, what we've got.
You know, if I screamed, I might wake my sheriff up, but my sheriff is owned. Mike Carruthers is owned and told anything by the county commissioners.
Oh, yeah.
He's afraid of him. He has no spine.
We have no constitutional sheriffs in my county. I've written letters, nothing. I know that I think his name is, I'm trying to think of his name. Anyway, it's Bill Gore, I think. He's the Ruby Ridge guy. He's our stupid sheriff. We tried to get rid of him two or 3 years ago.
I like what Rob just said. They sure got hit to the heart of Fast and Furious, and so many went to jail, didn't they?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we can talk about guns, but nobody wants to talk about Fast and Furious.
No,
of course,
or Benghazi.
Of course, Obama blocked any investigations with an executive order.
These people
nobody's
are
doing
so
anything about that because it's not a legal executive order.
They're spineless, absolutely spineless. Every freaking last one of them.
We have a racist, anti-American head of the Department of Justice.
Oh, yeah, that guy's right in touch with all of them. He's probably,
and
you know,
when you think about it, Linda,
go ahead.
You know we're going to end up on the list because it's going to be Holder and Janet Napolitano and the new head of the ATF, which is, I believe, is a Fast and Furious guy, designer.
Oh, yeah.
These are going to be the people who's going to decide who's excluded from having a weapon and who's not, along with Kathleen Sebelius.
Yeah, super bilious, I call her.
Yeah. The Republicans let them set us up in this situation and do nothing. Nothing. Rand Paul is the only one I see standing up out there threatening anything.
I know. I get you. And he's not even in power anymore. He's done. Rand. Yeah, Rand's pissed. He's at the end of his rope, too. I mean, I saw Jim DeMint fight like crazy, and then he left because he saw what was going on. He knew he could. he obviously knew way before you and I figured it out that they're all in on this crap, and he couldn't fight it anymore. You cannot fight from the inside. And Dr. Paul's in the same situation. I applaud Rand Paul for doing what he's doing. In fact, we're supposed to call tomorrow and Thursday again to try to stop this filibuster change, because if Harry Reid, I'm telling you, Harry Reid gets this crap pushed through, which is, that's all he does is you know, kiss Obama's derriere daily and
block any legislation coming to the floor.
Well, it's not just that. Now he's trying to change the filibuster rule to mean that the guys can't, you know, so the 60-vote rule doesn't apply. That means they can push that goddamn gun legislation through, and that's the end of the Second Amendment. We've got to get on the phone to the Capitol switchboards and say no.
Well, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
I know.
You got to figure
it
out. And as far as Harry Reid, still, you know, you got to have Congress to do it.
Oh, I know.
To push this envelope and to push this, they're really brave because they don't have no concept of what's out there. The truth is they have no concept of how many weapons and ammo is out there or what kinds of weapons are out there.
That's right.
No concept.
I know.
And it'll be the biggest mistake they ever make.
Yep. They try to come for them because we're not doing it.
And if you start something like that, you got to figure, you people that's in the news media that's been doing the propaganda and stuff, you're going to be targets too. I mean, wake up.
Oh,
people, we're on the verge of a crisis here like no other, because the American people are not going to let you take them and disarm them. They're not going to give you their guns. They're not going to just turn over for you.
No, we're not.
And why do you keep wanting to push these issues? Be honest, Obama. For once, come out and tell the truth. It's all about control. And as long as the American public is armed, you can't take control over them with your Agenda 21.
Exactly. And that's why he's pushing it the way he's doing. The man is so
evil. Well, everything he's doing, he's pushing Agenda 21 on us. They want it done by 2016. You know, in 2015 is when they're calling for it to be done.
Mm. Yeah, he's trying, but you know what? I'm just, God forgive me, but I pray that somebody just takes one for the team.
that's just wrong too, Linda, because it just makes a martyr out of somebody. We don't want to do that either.
If anything, I've
told everybody all along, I don't want no harm to come to Obama. What I want is justice to come to Obama.
Well,
his assertion of the office and all the treasonous acts that he's done, all the constitutional violations, I think he deserves his socialist utopia for life, and that would be in a prison.
I agree. It should be Gitmo, the one he wanted to close. That would be kind of poetic. But, I just have to pray. I've done it for the last 5 years, just pray every night that God takes his enemies, which is he and Hildebeest and the rest of them, off my shoulders, because I they're just too much for me. I can't take them anymore. I can't fight them.
I got to wonder, does Hillary and Obama really think that when it comes down to it, they're going to have a say? Do you think Maurice and the likes of Maurice and the Rothschilds are going to let you have that say, Hillary or Obama?
Oh, no, they're using
the global elite will be getting rid of you, too.
Absolutely. They will be discarded like so much trash. They will. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. No, they really think that they're in this little elite class. They're not. They could live to be 150 and couldn't earn enough money to even compete with the Rothschilds.
Tell me an idea Obama had that someone else didn't write for him.
Yeah, I don't think he's that smart. I know he's cunning and he's crafty.
He is an actor.
Satan.
That's all he is.
Absolutely.
He's an actor.
And he's a bad guy.
He has to read off the teleprompter because he can't,
no,
he has no concept about any of this stuff.
Nope. He's just a puppet, and he's an evil one because they have promised him things. Go ahead.
So, people don't understand that. If they could actually understand that he don't have the say, he don't have the power you think he does. He can't do no more than the elitist let him do.
That's true. But who's, you know, that's what the dichotomy is. Why are they doing this? I mean, I guess it's because they want,
They want total control and total say and total power.
They
want
our natural
utopia resources.
Yeah.
Well, they want a utopia where they are like kings and gods and everybody else
absolutely.
Is servant to them.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's why they're doing it. They're doing it to make us total serfs, worse than that. I mean, just abject, hellish tyranny, worse than...
I'd ask all Obama supporters to look up the elite, look who they are, and you tell me, you know, how come all of them at the top, they're not the people I would think you would vote for because they're not the Obama. They're nothing like Obama. They don't even come close to being like Obama.
That's true. Yeah, they're using him because he's half black. That's the only reason they wanted him.
I can guarantee you the top 0.01% isn't.
Absolutely. No, they're talk about Aryan. Wow.
Yeah. I don't even like the top 1% 0.01% because they're just the same as Obama, only in a different way, but they're racist. In the end, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Soroses, the Marie Strongs, and all the likes of that, they'll get rid of him once they've used him for their purpose.
Absolutely. They love the fact that he was of color so that they could use that race card. And they could
idiotic tools. They groomed him for this from the time he was a kid. They've been grooming him for this.
Oh, I know. I'm sure it was orchestrated. I do. And they could use the pimp baiters like Jerkson and Not So Sharpton all the way. And who do you think the first two black guys are going to be eliminated in that little scenario?
Well, yeah.
Along with Holder and the rest. Oh, my God.
It's not just going to be them. It's going to be both political. I mean, it ain't going to matter what color you are. It's going to come down to the global elite have all the power and the say. And the rest of you, no matter what color you are their servant.
And it won't matter if any of those clowns in D.C. have a D or an R next to their name.
Have children and grandchildren and all that and relatives and people I knew and I loved and cared about that was going to suffer with this, I'd turn my back because I think the country deserves it.
Well, they've allowed it to happen. I can't. Okay, just because there's too many people who have their heads in the sands, I actually look at them like half ostrich, half sheeple, because that's what they are, and that's a shame. But it inspires me to fight harder because I cannot let this big steamroller come over us just because these people are asleep and abjectly ignorant and want to be ignorant. They will not wake up because they don't want to, Bill. They can't handle the truth. They can't.
There comes my idea that February 11th, we all do nothing all day long, everywhere we can. We don't nothing. We post nothing but Agenda 21 stuff all day long, everywhere we can. And if enough Americans will come up and do that and focus on one issue at one time for one day, we might wake a lot of people up.
I need to ask Michael a question. Are you still there, sir? Maybe he left the computer. Somebody's going to have
I'm here, Linda.
Oh, okay. It's going to be you or Mike from the hot seat that's going to teach me how to download on my board, the board that you're staring at, for audio clips or even video audio that's somewhere in my computer, and I don't know how to do that yet. So,
it's real easy. You just got to spend, 5 minutes on the telephone with me, Linda, and we've spent much longer than that before. So
you know what I'm going to do is when we have time, and I don't know if it's this week or next, or even on a Sunday, I could do it. If you call my landline, then I can get in front of the computer with you. And if you know what I can do, I'll just email that landline to you.
Yeah, we can do that, whatever.
Okay, that's fabulous, because I've got so many incredible clips that need to be played and shared, you know, and then I have to have somebody in my area here physically show me on my computer how to get a like a CD or a video disc in my computer and burn something from, I don't know if I can download it to the disc, like a video, a 40-minute video, that one I gave you, Bill, on Rosa Corey and the Agenda 21 deal, because I need to get this to my city council. But I can do that here locally. But the other stuff on Blog Talk, yeah, we'll do it on a Sunday. That would be great.
Yeah, that's not a problem. And I can even show you how you can cut those clips and change them and do all sorts of stuff with them. It's real easy, too, Linda.
Oh.
And I just want to remind everybody here real quick that in 11 minutes we have some very, very, very special music coming up. So please stay tuned for that. And now back to Linda and Bill.
And thank you so much, Michael. And I couldn't come to your Friday shows because I have a prepaid class that I'm trying to continue with. So, and it starts at the same time the show. So that's why I wasn't there.
I'm having meetings on Thursdays and Fridays with groups around the area here, small groups of people and stuff, and trying to do some awakening
Good.
Around here. But we're also doing some preparing because we see what's coming.
Yep. Oh, I know. Like I said... As far as thinking outside the box, do you want to help us with that too, Bill? Because
let's be real. When we think that we may have to defend our country against tyranny, there's nothing outside the box. There's nothing outside the rules and regulations. There are no rules and regulations.
Got it.
And there's many other things out there that can be utilized and stuff if the people had to fight back. The government knows it. The people know it. And everybody who's
right.
ever been in the military and trained knows it. We're not limited to what they think. As long as
That's
mankind
true.
Has in, we're Americans, and we are ingenuity is our thing.
Yep.
You look around. I'm sure you saw the nail gun put out by DeWalt.
Yep.
Yeah, that's just one example of the things.
Sure.
Of, you know, you've heard me talking about doing that several years ago.
Sure.
And DeWalt just now did it. So you think I was 2 years, 3.5 years ahead of DeWalt
yeah.
on doing this. So others, you know, that's just the thing I'm saying. They think that you're just going to be able to fight with guns, and it ain't going to be like that, because these people are going to fight with their heart and soul. They're not
right.
going to give up to the tyranny. They're not going to surrender.
Right. No, I'm not.
If they did not pay attention to what happened to England back when they tried this, when all this stuff happened, 3%.
I know.
And you're talking about when you look at the people with guns, the number they give you of 80 million is probably 60 million short.
I would guess
at
120
least.
Million easy.
Well,
I
live in southern Indiana, and I know a lot of guys that go out here and they'll buy a gun off of someone private, or they'll buy a gun from some kind of a yard sale or something, or grandpa gets old, he hands his gun down. These aren't guns that are registered. These aren't guns that the government has a list of.
Yeah, I know.
When you start figuring that in, I'm telling you, you're going to see that number jump 60 million people. So now the government, now they're going against 140 million, half the population just about.
Yep.
And you couldn't You couldn't beat 3%.
Yeah, I know. Well, their numbers are skewed. I mean, look, we've got...
Well, they're going to be skewed because they want to shrink them to try to throw fear into you. They don't want you to know just how powerful you are.
Exactly. Especially the media. And in fact, Glenn's show was talking about it today because he had a gun show today. It was great. And this one expert said that the media are the ones who are lying about, they don't even have their facts correct on what a clip is, what a magazine is, what a this is, what a assault rifle is.
Oh, look,
is.
How many times have they come out there and bald-faced lie? Almost everyone on that media, on every channel except for maybe Fox, and I don't know if they didn't do it too, but every one of these channels come out there and flat-out lied at the beginning about the assault rifles.
Well, the whole thing, it was a made-up term by these leftist
Chris Matthews.
Idiots.
It might have been Juan Williams. One of the liberal people was, like, saying that Giffords and the school tragedy were all because of assault rifles. None of the people shot in those situations was shot with an assault rifle.
They want to insert here.
Giffords was never the target. They keep trying to deny that fact. Giffords was not the target. The judge was the target. Yes, he was the target.
Yep. And there's a lot of people that think that Zero ordered it, too. So, that'll be on my show tomorrow.
I don't think he's that bright.
he's that evil.
Now, Valerie Jarrett, maybe. Manuel?
Well, let's put it this way. Obama's kill list is Valerie Jarrett's kill list. Let's put it that way. Okay, fine. Then, she's one of the puppet masters, and she's an evil person. And a lot of this stuff goes, you can trace this back.
Well, I've often wondered how no one knows that her connection to Obama, Hillary's connection to her, what is the woman's name, Wiener's wife. Does this not disturb anybody that these are the kinds of people that are the right hands of these elected?
Oh, it's crazy.
Appointed?
I mean, Hildebeest Clinton is part of the Bilderberg group. So is Oprah Winfrey.
Obama got passed by the Bilderberg group.
Well, yeah. I mean, the whole thing, they're all connected. They're all connected to Joel Rogers, Maurice Strong, all of them. They're all from the same ilk. They all think that they're gods. They all think they're in this elitist Rothschild family. They think they're going to be the ones on top, and I'm telling you, they're not. They're going to get purged just like Stalin's enemies got purged. And what happened.
I got to tell you, Linda, I think Maurice is part of
it.
Maurice is probably his influence on every international group out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
From the WHO, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, the Bilderberg.
Agenda 21.
The UN. He's one of the inventors. He's one of the idealist behind it.
He's also the man who
created the global warming lie for a carbon tax to make carbon people invested wealthy.
Oh, yeah. Crap and tax. Yeah, I know. It's horrible. Look, we know what we're fighting. It's huge evil.
Well, you're going to see one huge push for the global warming thing right now, Linda, because they know we're in a global cool down, and that's going to start showing up more. What they're going to do is they're going to try to push this real fast, and then they're going to say, look, all these things that they're doing is causing the globe to cool. They are setting up a bigger lie.
Uh-huh. And the masses who are asses are going to suck it up like Kool-Aid, and this is the problem. That's why my group's so adamant right now of pushing back.
Well, so many of them think that they're going to be exempt from this global carbon tax, and you're not, people.
I know. We already have it in California. It's going to be a huge debacle. There's also talk on the local shows here because we have Il Duce, Mini-Me Mussolini in Sacramento, Jerry Brown, who has been pushing. He also did the cap and trade thing here, and I think that could have been under Arnold Schwarzenhauskeeper. And, it's craziness what's going on here, and they keep pushing it and keep pushing it. And he's trying to get this high-speed rail, which there's California. The only thing that's going to save us locally and statewide is everybody's broke. The freaking country's broke. The states are broke. The municipalities are freaking broke. There's not one city that's not touched by corruption in North County, or probably all of California, North and South, that are not absolutely broke. I'm telling you, these people, that's the only thing that's going to save us right now when we go to these meetings. But then what they're doing? They're tapping the feds and they're tapping Sacramento and wherever they can get their money from to try to push through their stupid agenda. And half of them probably half of the half in on it, or they're so stupid they wouldn't know what Agenda 21 is if you slapped them in the face like a ton of bricks. I just get so frustrated.
Like I said, I know that there was a thing sent out to all the members of the GOP throughout the nation. But I have yet to see any one of them. I've seen two people actually say anything. Clint Didier, and I don't even think he's a Republican. But Clint Didier and Ted Cruz are the only two I see saying anything.
Yeah, but like I said, these guys, now this is why Obama's doing what he's doing, because this local agenda, this ICLEI and this municipalities on the 800 cities who still have it with ICLEI as their planners ain't working fast enough for him. And he knows we're out here in the grassroots trying to fight it. That's why he's pushing this on the national level. You know that's why he's doing it. He's evil. And he's, I can't. And somehow Mom was on a station where he was blathering his mouth, and I said, oh, God, Mom, please turn it off. I can't take it. He's just like that thing that blew out of the chest in Alien. That's what I see when I see him. I can't tell you.
That's
the truth.
That's a pretty good comparison,
that's what he reminds me of. I swear to God, that's what he looks like to me.
I have to wonder if things were to start turning and he was to start seeing that he was duped all along and being used all along, what would he do?
Who knows? Hopefully what Hitler did. Go in a bunker and take a gun to his head. That would be sweet. Oh, man. Oh, I can't take these people, Bill. I don't want to go through a revolution. I'll go through it, of course, you know. I'll do everything I can. I'll go underground. I'll do whatever I got to do.
Well, Linda, I'm like you. I would so much like to see this set down, rationalized, the facts, the truth, and everything come out, and justice be applied to all who were involved.
I know.
And I think that
I don't see it happen.
If there was a way we could turn things around, that one of the things we should be doing is we should be taking every talking head on the liberal media or on any of the media, every talking head that you can prove that has covered up and propagated lies and removed them from ever being in the media again.
Well, that has to come from a grassroots effort of writing letters to the people who, well, actually to the sponsors. And say, well, we're not buying your products and we're not watching your shows, so don't sponsor
this
station. Well,
they're already shrinking that way.
Yep. Absolutely.
And the thing is, hate to interrupt you folks. I know you're hot and heavy into what you're saying. Please,
I need a coffee refill.
Please stay with us. Don't go away. But I have some special music that I promised everybody. And I want to dedicate it. There's three 2-minute songs, and I'd like to dedicate this to someone because I know it means a great deal. They were taken out of our switchboard, and I put them back in earlier this evening.
Cool.
For the next 6 minutes, I'd like to first of all dedicate this to Mr. Bill Strong and his father. And this is... Roger Miller, please enjoy. We'll be back in 6 minutes with Linda.
Okay, see you then.
Cool.
You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. But you can be happy if you've mind to. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. Shower in a parakeet cage, but you can be happy if you've a mind to. All you gotta do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down, do it, do it, do it. Well, you can't go swimming in a baseball pool. You can't go swimming in a baseball pool. You can't go swimming in a baseball pool. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. On your back, but you can be happy if you've a mind to. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. All you gotta do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down, do it, do it, do it. Well, you can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. Be happy if you've a mind to. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. You you can't go fishing in a watermelon patch, but you can be happy if you've mine too. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, hi-de-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so we help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, holly-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink our fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, hi-de-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, jukebox and sawdust floor, something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15, but with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in for my first taste of sin. I said, let me have a big old sip, right on a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, holly-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, chug-a-chug-a-chug-a-chug.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Ooh, worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of the names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes. But 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailers for sale rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets, I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8.
Yeah, good old Mr. Roger Miller. What some great music there. Reminds everyone, I'm sure, of when times in America were much, much better than they are today. I have to say, also upon adding to that, that there were many, many more people that loved and had God in their lives and in their schools. So on that note, let's go back to Linda and Bill.
Thank you, Michael.
Great. I love listening to Roger Miller. And it does
and
bring you back to times were so much simpler.
Well, not only that, but people were patriotic and people still had the Pledge of Allegiance and people still had benedictions and people still loved God and we had God in the schools and we had normalcy somewhat. I mean, it was marching on and even Eisenhower at that time when I was growing up is you'll see the names tomorrow when I on my show. You guys are not going to believe how evil these people have done since the Reconstruction period. I'm telling you, it's bad. So,
and it's how do we deal with it? And we set out with Patriot Families to be to educate and to inform the public, and that's still our goal and our mission.
Right.
But are we reaching who we need to reach? And we're probably not, because most of them are either have their ears closed or stuffed, or they're starry-eyed over free everything at the expense of whoever. It doesn't matter as long as it's free to them. But
and
you know that free stuff's all going to come to an end.
Yes, and it's the indoctrination that's been over 80 years, you know, from everything from sixth grade up or whatever. Now it's in kindergarten and preschool. They're trying to eliminate homeschooling because they know that that's not part of their agenda. And, you know, tomorrow
well,
I
if you don't,
enough.
Homeschooling doesn't indoctrinate. And that's what they're trying. You know, that's the desperation of trying to indoctrinate and make everybody a good little socialist. So they'll never know when they lose their freedoms and liberties what they lost.
No, well, not only that, they're just, you know, they're lambs for slaughter, and that's exactly what their plan is.
Well, yeah.
You know,
they're going to be easy. They're going to be easy.
Easy pickings. Oh, yeah. Of course, the little drones who are,
well,
you know, marching
into
this crap.
You got our government and others working to shrink our food supplies.
Oh,
they can
yeah,
say
of
what
course.
They want, but that's
no.
exactly what they're doing. They're trying to shrink our food supplies to where they
and
can control
ammo
the
supplies
food.
And everything
and
else.
Well,
mm-hmm.
So I doubt they'll ever get that done simply because there's too many people out here. Anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know. There's just
but here's the thing. I know what they want. They want absolute control of every single person. They want the total rewilding of this country. This is the evil.
Never question your government. Never ask.
And
it's, you know,
the elitists, so they can keep, you know, while their little reign on earth until Christ comes back, they can tap our resources. They're going after the Great Lakes. They're going after the Grand Canyon. They're going after everything, all the food baskets, they're going after, they don't, that, do you know why we're not allowed to have oil, shale, and drilling? Is because they want to preserve it for themselves when we're in this Agenda 21. I know what they're doing. These bastards are evil. And they think, obviously, they think they're going to live forever, but they're not. And when they go to eternity, that's what I call eternal justice, because they will get their comeuppance then. Not soon enough for me, but they will. Oh, I just get so aggravated. Tomorrow I have a golden opportunity at 2 o'clock my time, which is about 2 hours before my show starts, so I have to leave the meeting early. But I'm going to put a call to arms out for my others who can try to take up where I leave off, because I'm going to a workshop here in Oceanside. They're talking about their transportation element crap and all this stuff with the sand egg, and I'm going to lay it out. I'm loaded for bear now. I've got so much stuff that... They're going to wish I was never there. I will bring all guns blazing and explain it to these people in the best of my ability.
And I hope you don't get ignored, because around here I've noticed on several issues that you get ignored.
Yeah,
we
it's
have
the Delphi technique. It's exactly what Rosa talked about in the Delphi technique. I don't know if I ever sent you this, but I'm going to try to dig it out. It was the up north – in one of the counties, and I'll think of it when I get off the air, but I'll try to email it to you. It's a YouTube video of a, it was a meeting. There was two of them, Heather Gass and Rosa Corey were there, and several other people. And they had their dais. They had the city council and the mayors, and it was one of these. God, I can't remember it now, but I'll think of it. I think it was Las Colinas, or no, it wasn't. It was one of those. I'll think of it in a minute, but and I'll research it for you and try to get it to you. And that what they do in these workshop meetings is they have these, it's Delphi technique, which was done way back, I think, in the 70s or 80s by the RAND Corporation. And it's to have these consensus people and these stakeholders and these facilitators in these meetings, in these workshops, to make you think that you're actually having input and you're not. It's predetermined, predestined to have the outcome that they want, their agenda. And this is what I'm going to be up against tomorrow. So I'm going to fight, and I'm going to tell them, don't use your Delphi techniques on me. I know what you're doing, and I'm going to lay it on it. I've had it with people.
And that's what it takes. It's standing up and letting people hear the truth, letting people hear what's going on, and letting people know what their agenda is. And
I'm not backing
getting
down.
That message. You can't. You can't, Linda. We can't. We just can't.
I know. Gotcha.
You know?
And
I've had quite a few responses about February 11th.
Oh,
and
good.
I'm glad of that. That means I'm going to have some help on that day blogging about
yep.
this. But that's what it takes. It is everyone getting an issue and staying together on it. As it is, we're going in 7,500 different directions at one time.
I know.
Nobody's
I know.
Focused on any one thing. And all anybody ever had to do was turn and focus on one subject, Agenda
yep.
21.
21. And that's why I was very happy to have the meeting last Thursday, which gave me a lot of insight. There's very passionate people who have, they're tearing their hair out, but they're all, you know, these people are very brilliant. I've got Mary Baker, who gives speeches everywhere here in Southern California. She understands sustainable development. She understands how to combat it. I've got Lynn Miller in Valley Center. I've got Dick in Escondido. I've got Mike in, you know, San Marcos, and Gary in Vista. I mean, there's tons of us. We're trying our best, and we are doing the best we can. They're passionate about it, and we are fighting. So I'm going to put the blast out to that group, because there's two or three groups here who are all kind of combining together on this Agenda 21 thing and fighting their city councils on every element that they're doing, all of their general plans and all of their ICLEI crap, and we're focusing on this the best we can. So I'll put the blast out to them on February 11th, about February 11th, and tell them to Twitter, Facebook, email, blast it all day long if they can, those who don't have jobs. and believe me, my friend Chris will be on it like white on rice.
Well,
I've
been really impressed by some of the people that's contacted me and said they'll be there. One of my friends, Alan Taylor, 10vet.com. If you get a chance, look that up. 10vet.com.
Okay.
Alan's in on. He knows what's going on. He's been
sure.
involved in this and battling against this for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I got Cherie Calabro from iFire.
Good.
And Hanlo Morton and so many others. I mean, I can't name everybody. I'm sorry for that, because I really would like to give everybody their credit to agree that they're
sure.
going to jump in and help on this day.
Yeah,
but
if we can get
focused on one issue and do this on this one issue,
yeah.
then maybe
yeah,
we can get focused on one issue for everything else and do it one
absolutely.
Issue at a time instead of trying to
absolutely.
Do every issue all at once.
Yeah, you're right, because they're overwhelming us. And what I'll do is I've got three or four, maybe five groups here that are very, very adamant on what you're talking about. They get it. They want to help. They're always very inspirational and supportive of Block Talk Radio and my show and all these things. And I've met with all these people. So I've got Vista Tea Party Patriots. I've got SoCal Patriots. I've got Tri-City. I've got Americans Protecting Property Rights. It goes on and on. I mean, I can just put the call out to do it.
I did get one liberal response. It was like, do you know the risk you're taking? And I responded with, I take a risk every time I walk outside of my house.
When I get out of bed in the morning.
it's a risk. Nothing's guaranteed. And
these
anything
are,
can happen.
You know, these libtards.
What you should have
so
asked me is, why would I take that risk? So I could have come back. I could have come back at the guy and said, for one reason, unlike you, I love this country with everything in me. And I would do anything for this country and its people if it would keep them free and keep their liberties intact.
Absolutely. It's the why. You're right, Bill. You've got to have your why in order. Absolutely.
I swore an oath, unlike Obama, I take that oath very seriously.
Absolutely.
And I take it all the way to the bottom of my heart. That's
and
how I am.
Grave.
That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. My oath didn't have an expiration date. I wouldn't have accepted one if there had been one.
The problem with the libtard thinking is that they're not connected to reality or facts or what's really the truth. You know, they've created this box of Kool-Aid for themselves, and they can't fight their way out of it because they're boiling in water. You know what I mean?
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I do, and I got to agree with like Rod's saying right now. Obamacare is going to wake up a lot of people when they start paying for it, when they start getting less money.
And you're already seeing a
pushback on the 2% that increased in Social Security. Wait till the 6% under Medicare and are under your health care
Wait till every single employer in this country starts cutting their hours to 25 hours a week because they can't deal with Obamacare.
With Obama pushing this green agenda, how many jobs do you think he's going to eliminate? Of course, he's already planning to try to hand billions more to his green energy friends, which is nothing more than money laundering. He is raping the taxpayers to pay his friends.
He will do anything to destroy this country. He hates this country. He hates white people. He's a black liberation theologist. He's a gay blade. He's evil. The man was groomed to be evil, and I just wish that his trolloping, globe-trotting, communist fellow traveler mother would have loved Margaret Sanger's ideas.
What bothers me is the fact that here we had Martin Luther King Jr., to me, a great American. And he had principles and values. He believed in God and these things. And the first person we can get for president to represent the black people is a person who doesn't represent them at all.
He doesn't represent anybody except the red color with a gold sickle and hammer. That's who he represents, and you know it. Because this has been coming down the pike, Bill, I'm telling you, since right after the Reconstruction period, this has been coming down. They've hated everything that they did. The people came here after Columbus. They came here in the 1500s. They had biblical principles all through the 1600s. They had children in schools, you know, who read
the
Bible.
Many still do. Many still do.
Okay.
Kudos to all those black pastors who stood up against Obama.
Yeah, and there's evil people all around the world, and you know who they are. These are the global elitists. This is the New World Order crowd, and they have been around. How long do you think them damn Rothschilds have been around? Come on. These people have wanted, since Babylon, and then bringing it forward to the 1700s and 1800s, have hated the fact that we had this beautiful 5,000-year leap and we had our natural law and our nature's God. They hate this stuff. They hate it. And this is why they've been trying to destroy it. And they have done one hell of a good job, and they started in 1887 in this country with their Luciferian BS, and I can prove it. Tomorrow you're going to love to hear this one. So you're going to
Rod, I'd like to hear an answer to that, too. Where is the money that the AIG says they repaid the government?
Yeah.
And who has it, and what are they spending it on? Because I don't see that it went back to the people.
Yeah, you know what? They don't give a shit about us. They really, I'm sorry for my French, they don't. I mean, they just don't. This is all about destroying us, eliminating the middle class. We are the bourgeoisie. They can't stand it. All these central plannings, all this garbage comes from the 1800s because Karl Marx came from that period. Engels and Hess came from that period. The Luciferians got, you know, on steroids at that period and infiltrated this country. Do you realize that there are some, well, of course, the Catholic Church too, But even the Wesleyan Methodists, trust me, they have been so well indoctrinated from that period in this country, it will boggle your mind. Boggle it. Wait till you hear my stuff.
Well, you know, it's going to take something to boggle me, Linda. I've been in this for a while, but I'm glad that you're doing this, and I hope that it does boggle people's minds. I hope it just mesmerizes them to the point that they got to know more about this.
Oh, yeah.
They've got to look and know more. And if we can raise that in people, the curiosity to, wait a minute, what's all this saying? And they start looking into things. When the people wake up and realize that with their sustainable development, you will never be able to own a home. You will
never own
a private vehicle.
You ain't going to own nothing.
You ain't going to travel.
You're not going to be able
to travel unless the government says you can travel.
Exactly.
And then it'll be on a high-speed rail.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible.
You're not going to be allowed to go out into the wilderness and just sit and look at things and stuff. You're not going to be allowed to do that. It's going to be off limits.
Not at all. Absolutely. I know that. That's what I'm going to say tomorrow. I'm telling you, you know, I have to say one thing good about Glenn Beck. He inspired me, these many years ago when I first got on to him, to get on Amazon.com. Bill, I have read, I should just send you my list. I can't even believe it. I'm almost done with Hayek. My next one is Dietrich Bonhoeffer by Eric Metaxas. The next one is G. Edward Griffin's The Creature from Jekyll Island, and I have four more to order, and I'm going to get them. I'm going to get The Real Lincoln. I'm going to get Agenda 21. I'm getting The Green Mask, and I'm getting Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations.
Green Mask is a great movie. Great video.
Behind the Green Mask is a book, and I can actually get it now for about $10.99. So if I go in and get it quickly.
You should get it. It's worth it. It's very much worth it.
The videos I've seen talking about it and other people... I wrote to her on her website. She got back to me within an hour, and I just love her for it. Everything that she told me to do, I've actually already implemented. And I wrote back to her and I said, please keep me updated on the dates, because she's speaking here in Seal Beach in March, but she doesn't have the dates in the place yet. And so I'm going to make sure my people here know, and we can all carpool up there and go check her out. So. I mean, very inspirational. The woman nails it. She doesn't pull any punches anymore. She knows exactly what's going on. She's traced this back to the same tracing back that I'm going to do tomorrow on the 1888 period of time, because that's how far back this goes, and we all know it. I'm telling you, it dovetails. This is how you connect the dots. You have got to do your research. But if you don't read the history of Mao or Pol Pot or Che Guevara or any of these evil people, I don't understand people. I don't understand it, Bill. I'm sorry. It just boggles me. I can't even fathom not wanting to know. Why would they want to cripple themselves? Why did they put themselves? They're like people walking on the damn boxcars, shutting the door and locking themselves in. This is what they're doing.
Well, there we are. We're right back to the indifference, Linda. And
Jesus.
One of my favorite movies, although a lot of people probably don't like it, but it's a pretty violent movie. But in it, there's something said. And it's a Catholic priest who says it. He's talking about a woman who got raped, and no one did anything while it was going on. And his line was, "We must all fear the evil of bad men. That is true. But we must fear even more the indifference of good men."
Yeah,
and
who do nothing.
That is our biggest fear, because right now we have a population of indifferent.
Yeah.
They're blind and thinking they're getting free things and screaming and hollering. They're thinking they're getting all these things. But when the price starts coming in, you're paying for the health care, you're paying when you sell your home, and you can all expect if he gets his way, we're all going to be caught up spending thousands of dollars to update our homes and stuff to make them green.
Exactly.
And that's coming at us.
It's already here in California. We already have it here in California. That's how lovely this is.
Well, and we see the condition of California.
Oh, yeah, it's gone.
And we see
it,
that you keep electing people there in California, like Jerry Brown, who is incompetent. Incompetent. Totally.
He's
totally
incompetent. He's ill-Duce. Yeah, he's Mussolini.
He's pushing the Sodom and Gomorrah on California. That's
his ideology
of what the world should be.
Yeah, he's another one, just like Obama and Kagan and Incompetano. They're all gay. And Hildebeest, they're all gay. Look what's going on. At least Barney Frank was honest.
That's true.
I got to give him that credit. At least he was honest.
I do give him that credit. He was honest.
But he
didn't hide who he was.
The evil Schwarza hides everything, that thing in the White House. It's Yiddish for the N-word. I hate him. I just hate him. Oh, God help me, because I know. But you know what?
To me, he would be a psychologist's dream. He would be the guy that you go in there, and you would be years trying to figure this guy out.
He would be eons. He would have to have the successors of the children of the psychiatrist, because it would take eons to figure that one
fair,
out.
To be fair, I have to say this. I have never met a psychiatrist or psychologist who didn't need one.
Of course. This goes back to it's all connected, Bill, I'm telling you. Look, all these people like Freud and George Bernard Shaw and all these people, most of them were related.
Even Freud said what's normal for one is not normal for another. You choose
and
to say what is normal.
This was part of their plan, Bill, to use psychologists and their ability to have psychotropic drugs out there. This has been carefully planned.
I'm totally against that because I see the results of it.
Suicides, murders.
These are the results of the drugs Big Pharma pushes.
And the H1N1 inside the flu shots they've been pushing in Southern California like crazy. They have it on the radio stations. They call my mother like a couple times a week. Go get your flu shot. Oh, yeah. This is evil. They have planned this psychology thing. This is part of it with the Dr. Spock and all these clowns and the Freud and the Jung and all this bullshit. I mean, and then we got Kathleen Superbilious in charge, who's just as evil and red with a sickle and hammer as they
come. Oh, my gosh. If that is not the worst choice you could have ever made for health. But she was made for that choice because she is.
Let's
be honest. She looks in the mirror and she hates herself.
Who wouldn't?
She don't want nothing or nobody.
Yeah, she's
and
evil.
If I was a child, I wouldn't want her as my mother.
Well, here's the thing. If we look at Zero because of his handlers, I look to Valerie and Hildebeest and George Soros, and because he's a puppet of those people who are directly related to the Joyce Foundation and all this crap and the Maurice Strongs and the UN Agenda 21 and the Rothschilds. Because if we know on a monetary system that George Soros is a bagman for the Rothschilds, then you can trace it down, and then you look at what these people do. If there's the most degenerate, let's look at appointments, whether it's Supreme Court, DOJ, ABC, it doesn't matter. Whoever is the most slimy thing that could crawl out from under a rock, who the hell do you think Barack's going to appoint? Hello?
The slimy thing
that comes out from under. I don't expect anything less from this Schmendrick. How could I? I know what he is and who he is. How do you expect anything?
He's already exposed what he's going to push, his agenda.
I know.
And
several times over.
I just can't believe that people are so. When you see all these people out here and they're acting like Elvis entered the building or something.
I know.
And to me, the most spiteful, pitiful, shameful thing is to compare Obama to Jesus.
You know what? It's blasphemy. And what they're doing, when you look at the drones, the Obama phone people type people, the idiots, it's idol worship, Bill. These people have nothing else. They have nothing to think with. They have been so.
The problem is they fail to see who put them in those positions, and it was your liberals who fought the civil rights, your liberals who fought ending slavery, your
yep.
liberals who fight to keep you in poverty, uneducated,
yep.
without
yep.
a job, so that
yep.
you're dependent on
like
them,
Detroit.
So they can
yep.
control your vote.
Oh, of course. Well, they haven't woken up yet, and I don't want them to wake up too late, so hopefully we can get the message out. And I
we
can't
do
see
the best
right
we
now,
can, Linda. I personally don't see things getting better at this moment.
I see
turmoil coming, and it's going to come not only in our country but around the globe. I mean, you look at how many countries are on the threat of war or in war right now. You look at
it's awful.
You have
the
a UN
marching to the White House.
The UN should just be sank, got rid of.
Yeah, it should be obliterated.
Their Human Rights Council is laughable because you put the worst human rights violators in the world on the globe on your council.
I know.
You're becoming nothing but a Muslim council, and that just.
Yep.
Yeah,
I know.
You're pushing for your own death and aren't smart enough to know it.
I know exactly. They're walking on the boxcars without any gun to their heads. That's what they're doing.
That's it.
I want to ask Michael, how much time do you have left, Michael, on the program?
9 minutes.
Oh, okay.
We have on my clock. We have 8.
Okay, great.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that I will do everything I can for the February 11th deal. I'm excited about tomorrow's meeting because I'm going to come in with both barrels. Oh, I'm sure I'll be on a list for that but I only have a single barrel shotgun. I would imagine that the pump action to load it into the actual chain would scare the hell out of most of the clowns around here, unless they're blue helmets. But we would love to, I hope that Yo and everybody can put it together for Georgia for July. She's trying to get dates, and she's actually in contact with Hollis. So I would encourage Michael and Rod and everyone and Doc and anyone who's in the chat room to please come and join us in July. I would love to see like 20, 25 people there. That would be amazing.
Well, I know I'm coming, and I know I've had several people express that they want to come with me.
Awesome. And I'm going to try to encourage everybody. I'd like to see, you know, Rod get a hold of Martha Donahue, and maybe the three of us could drive down there. I don't know, but I would love it. It would be fabulous. Anything to keep me out of the TSA.
I agree.
Oh, yeah, because I went through that the last time
folks,
I traveled. And go ahead.
Folks, we,
go ahead,
we tried to cover as much as we could. There's just so much, and it is hard to cover everything and actually give a little discussion about each. And, yeah, we do become very opinionated. That's because we've been fighting this for so long, and it's like we don't see anybody. We see so many people that are still asleep, so many people that are ignoring the truth of what's going on, and so many who in the end are going to end up caught up in the trap of enslavement to a global elite.
Yeah, people.
And,
it's beyond
unless
Stalin,
that's what
it's
you really
that
truthfully want. I don't see how you can continue to go on ignoring what's happening. And like Rod said, and others have said, they're going to be woken up when it starts costing them. And when they start seeing their freedoms and liberties actually failing away, they may wake up. But the problem will be, will it be too late or will it be in time?
I know. Well, this is what we need to do. When people start seeing the actual, we have to push harder, Bill, and point this out to them and say, look, this ain't the end of it. This is just the tip of the iceberg, you clowns. You got to wait till you see what they have for you next, you know, and then next and next. So,
well,
it's very
important. They're already taking over control of your water. They're already pushing the way to take control over your food.
Light bulbs, seatbelts, everything.
Yeah, energy.
Guns.
Yeah, how's the energy working out? Well, we're selling our energy resources to China to pay our debts.
They're selling everything to China right now. I heard a rumor, and I haven't gotten to get to it.
And yet Americans sit silent while they are selling your land, your country.
Idiot Obama is trying to sell parts of the Grand Canyon to the Chi-Coms so they can build hotels with their labor coming here. He's already done it in California with building certain bridges and stuff with Chi-Com. They've done it. They want to take, I'm telling you, this is what's coming down. These bastards are evil beyond evil. And I think we only have a few minutes left, so should I do a rundown of the shows and all that?
That would be great. That would be great.
We just want to thank Bill for doing what he does. I know we're all going to get together, Bill.
I want to thank you too, Linda, and Michael, and everybody else out there in the Patriot families and that listen.
God bless.
And everybody else out there who's heard our words. And remember, February 11th, that's the wake-up day.
Okay. We'll do it. And when it's time, when we get together, hopefully somebody in George, are we still there? Everybody can still hear me?
I'm still here.
Yes, you are. You can talk right over that background music.
Okay. I need to have people in Georgia and people like Bill help me be really, really proficient with gun use. I'm good, but I'm only good at the shooting range. I've never, had to go outside that box. So I need to, a little help on me thinking outside the box and being really proficient. And we have, tomorrow's my show, Right from Left Coast, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to try to put it up to 90 minutes. It should be great. We have Thursday, Miss Terry Rowland, great teacher, Patriot Education, 6 p.m. Eastern for her show Thursday. Friday is Mr. Michael Magic, our facilitator here tonight, exposed but not forgotten for his wonderful talks about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on Fridays. Saturday, we kind of get over to Hot Seat Mike. He's awesome. And he has a two-hour show at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. my time. Sundays, we don't have much going on, but Monday, Mr. Constitution Hour, Ron Golden, he's on 7:30 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesday, back with Bill and Linda and whoever's facilitating here, and we have some great lineups. We love you guys, and I'm so excited about July. Let's do it. And February 11th, I will remember and get the word out, Bill. Absolutely.
Want to wish everyone a peaceful and happy night and sweet dreams tonight.
Yep.
And tomorrow, a better day and a better outlook on how we're going to tackle the problems.
You got it.
Good night.
Thank you, sir.
God bless everyone.
You too, Bill. God bless everyone in the chat room and Mr. Magic. Thank you so much. Good night, love.